I'm Jim Dewey with today's Ag Feature. Farmers across the country have recently filled out the Ag Census. Donald Bice, chief of the Census Planning Branch of the National Agriculture Statistics Service, says release of that census information is due in February 2019.
The release is going to be a little bit it's going to lapse a little more time from compared to 5 years ago, but that's mainly because we want to put it out at the Ag Outlook Forum on February 21st.
Okay. What information does that census contain?
Well, it's the most uniform and comprehensive statistical data for the ag sector going down to the county levels. So that's really the value of it. Once every 5 years, it provides a snapshot of the agricultural landscape, and you can look at it compared to previous years and get an idea of how that landscape is changing.
Okay. And then you've got the irrigation survey coming up. That is in January, correct?
That's correct, and it gives me an opportunity to pause and tell all the farmers out there that responded to the Census of Agriculture what deep appreciation we have. So thank you to all the farmers and ranchers out there that provided the information, because the Irrigation and Water Management Survey as a follow-on to the Census of Agriculture is only possible with a comprehensive Census of Agriculture. So we're very appreciative of those responses. And, yeah, we'll do that starting in January. We'll start collecting data on irrigation practices by farms and ranches.
How is this information then used for both the census and the irrigation?
Well, certainly with farm policy, it is the main source. When you look around at USDA, certainly a lot of other agencies and parts of USDA depend on the data. But also, there's a lot of research out there that's dependent upon that. And one of the best examples I can give is that when hurricanes, and we've had hurricanes over the last, every year we'll have something. Where do they go to get data about how the impact of this, of a hurricane on agriculture? Well, they're going to go to see what the baseline of that area is, and they're going to use the Census of Agriculture for that. So it's certainly going to, that's just an example, but it's an example I think that everyone can kind of understand that it's very timely.
That was Donald Bice, chief of the Census Planning Branch of the National Ag Statistics Service, and that's today's Ag Feature. I'm Jim Dewey.